Pope Benedict made a heartfelt appeal this St. Stephen's Day for the people whose lands, as he put it, are drenched with innocent blood. He spoke in particular about the violence that was wreaked on Christmas Day in Nigeria. A blast outside St. Teresa's Church near the capital Abuja killed at least 35 people, and in the city of Jos, another bomb went off near the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Church. The Pope expressed his closeness to the Christian community in the country and all those who have been affected by what he called this senseless act.
Ho appreso con profonda tristezza la notizia degli attentati che anche quest'anno, nel giorno della nascita di Gesù, hanno portato lutto e dolore in alcune chiese della Nigeria.
He also reinforced his call for peace, respect, reconciliation and love, adding that violence is a path that only leads to pain, destruction and death. The Holy Father made the appeal at the Angelus this 26th of December in St. Peter's Square. He also recalled St. Stephen, who was the first Christian martyr.
Today we celebrate St. Stephen, the first Christian martyr. May his example inspire us to be courageous in living our faith in Christ, our Saviour, and ready to forgive those who harm us.
Speaking in Italian, the Pope described how St. Stephen gave his life for God, adding that even as he was being stoned to death, he said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit," and begged forgiveness for his accusers. Pope Benedict went on to explain that after the generation of the apostles, the martyrs gained a prominent place in the consideration of the Christian community. In times of increased persecution, he continued, their praise revives the arduous journey of the faithful and encourages those in search of the truth to be converted to the Lord.
Perciò la Chiesa, per divina disposizione, venera le reliquie dei martiri e li onora con soprannomi quali maestri di vita, testimoni viventi, colonne animate, silenziosi messaggeri.
The Holy Father also underlined the importance of the martyrs as figures in the Church, saying that they are venerated and honoured as teachers of virtue, living witnesses and silent messengers. On this feast of St. Stephen, Pope Benedict greeted the faithful in St. Peter's Square in a number of languages, including English, and prayed that Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, would protect the faithful in times of adversity. I'm Lydia O'Kane.